The greatest song ever.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, November 5th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, a nail gun based murder suicide, plus organizing a porn club, and what are kids up to these days? What if I told you they were huffing shit fumes? It's true, and it could be happening in your community. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. You know, at the top of the program, look, I am a horrible human being. We know this. We all know this. I've proven it time and time again. But somewhere deep within this cold, frigid, blackened heart, there's a little, tiny sliver, real small, microscopic, that is still warm. And when I hear things like what I'm about to play you, it just, it puts a smile on my face, and maybe it will for you as well. Take a listen. It's the next generation of Distorted View listener.
Hey, your dick is warm.
Aww, look, little baby saying his dick got horn.
Hey, your dick is warm.
Your dicky horn. Oh, if Cornswald is listening to this podcast, he is going fucking nuts right now. But yes, I wish I could thank the person who sent this in, but unfortunately, this is why I hate when people send me shit over Instant Messenger, because I don't know who sent it. I forget easily. So, yes, if you have stuff to send me, do it via email, show at distortedview.com. Let's hear it one more time.
Hey, your dick is
hard. Dick it hard. Making your toddler say Distorted View catchphrases. Adorable. Speaking of cute kids, I've got another one here. This cute child was on Maury.
I do whatever I want, and nobody can tell me what to do, especially my dad. I have sex in public, and I really don't care.
Aww. Isn't she cute? She has sex in public, like a grown-up.
I have sex in public, and I really don't care who knows. I have sex on my staircase, I have sex in my room, on my couch, and anywhere I can get it. And actually, I had sex with a 23-year-old, and it felt damn good. I tortured the hell out of my little sisters. They got on my nerves. I pull them by the hair, drag them out of the room, twist them by the arm. They deserve it. I love vodka. It's the best. I drink where I want, whenever I want. If I'm a drunk and I'm driving, you can count on me to drive you home.
Oh, this girl's my hero. I look up to retards, apparently. No, in all actuality, nothing pisses me off more than watching these girls on Maury. We played one a long time ago that was very similar to this. The girl who wanted to have a baby, so she was having sex with as many guys as possible. And she'll do whatever it takes to care for her baby. If her baby wants something and she can't afford it, she's gonna steal it.
If I'm a drunk and I'm driving, you can count on me to drive you home. I'm the best drunk driver there is. I stole 4 cars. If I can't get a ride anywhere,
She's 14, by the way. She should really not be driving.
Jack, and I really don't care. Dad, if you think you control my life, but you don't. You need to stay out of my life and leave me the hell alone.
Stay out of my life and leave me the hell alone. Now, what did you pack for my lunch? You know I don't like Uncrustables. Bitch, there better be some Oreos in this brown bag. Now, what'd you do with my poo backpack? Hey, speaking of lunch, I have been very nostalgic lately for the Fat Man. And thank God someone has been posting Fat Man videos back up on YouTube. It's not Fat Man, but someone thankfully was collecting them, I guess. So here is one that I've never played before. It's a short one, and he's not eating anything in this video. But it does have to do with food. He's going to stick Hot Pockets under his breasts. Ta-da! I wonder what he's up to now. Probably 350. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Okay.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here again. And today, I decided that I always want food accessible to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hide these delicious Hot Pockets underneath my breast and store them there so that they'll be accessible and I can just stick them in the microwave anytime I need to. So we'll put this one underneath here. Get in there good. So it's all stored.
Right. He's got the hot... His tits are so huge. When he sticks the Hot Pocket under his breast, you can barely see any of the wrapper.
So these are the breakfast ones, the bacon, I think they're the,
Like we care, does
bacon,
it matter?
Bacon, ham, and cheese.
It really doesn't matter what type of Hot Pocket you're sticking under your tits.
And this is the, ham and cheese soap.
Oh, okay, so he's got a breakfast Hot Pocket under his left tit, and then when he's ready for lunch, he just has to lift up his right tit for the ham and cheese Hot Pocket. Makes sense, actually. There's some logic involved there. All right, there's just a little bit more here.
Getting under there, good folks. And now, folks, whenever I want a snack, all I have to do is take these Hot Pockets out from underneath my breast, folks.
Yeah, we got it.
Thank you for watching this video.
The whole thing.
And if you're fat like me, remember, underneath your breasts, a good place to store your food. This has been an introduction of the Fat Man videos. Produced, edited.
Jesus.
And made exclusively by Fat Man himself. And,
this is the longest part of the video.
Goodbye now, and have a nice day.
All right, there you go. A little Fat Man for ya. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I have two more pieces of audio, and they're both from city council meetings, which I didn't realize. They're a great source for comedy, apparently. A lot of nut jobs go to city council meetings and speak, like this guy, who believes a helicopter is following him around.
Late in the evening, early morning is a.m., and my house is shaking, and it's shaking. And it gets shaking, and it's shaking, and it shakes for over a minute to 2 minutes. It shook constantly. And it was the same white helicopter that I saw on Sunday afternoon that flew over my house when I walked from my part of the house to my garage.
Sir,
the exact same.
Sir, no,
I won't raise my voice.
Boy Scouts in the audience, and they may be getting scared because
that's
of your behavior.
That's fine. They have a right to be scared because that's why I'm here tonight. I was scared. I was endangered, and I was threatened. My life was in danger because we have a helicopter pilot that flew 25 to 30 feet off my roof line between the magnolia tree and the property line for 1 to 2 minutes, and then he bailed out. And I followed him, And I tracked him down through the FAA because I made an official report. Sue Myrick knows about this. The FBI knows about this. John Edwards knows about this. This Criminal Intelligence Division, the Charlotte Police Department knows about this. I want this pilot. I want, it's a matter of national security. Wherever you are, Mr. Helicopter Pilot, come out of your hole. And you too, George Shin, because you're in that helicopter, Pop. You're in that helicopter, and you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. Sir. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Sir. Good night.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, the helicopters are following you. Here is a another city council meeting. Now, this is a city council meeting about whether or not they should enact a helmet law when, you know, riding a bicycle. And apparently that just pissed this woman off so much that she had to sing about it.
Thanks for letting me speak.
Oh, Lord.
Settle I'm in. Not Lance Armstrong, and I'm not Bruce Todd. I'm just some dork.
But I do have a penis.
Anyway, some I want to say that I'm going to sing a song, and it's not a personal attack. But I don't intend to be dead serious. Anyway, I sympathize with the victims of bike accidents, and I've had a few myself. Last one in 1985. It kind of helped me to get to know my bike, which I still ride. I do respect the individual's decision to wear a helmet. What I do not respect is the use being made of one man's accident as criterion for an adult helmet law.
Get to
and
your
the
song,
advertising
honey.
Of it on TV.
Entertain me.
So here's a little song. Sorry about this.
Oh, man, here we go. This is the type of woman who's sitting at home, like, writing little songs for the city council meeting. She probably writes into the newspaper all the time anytime there's an article she doesn't agree with.
Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. You're funny, Mayor Todd. You think you can play God just 'cause you fell off your bike. You are their poster boy, their anecdotal ploy to mandate helmets and the like. Your statistics give me pause. Your reasoning is flawed. Underneath your helmet, are you insane? Don't need these phony scares.
My God.
We've got more pressing cares. Why, city councilman, why? Just let this helmet law die. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. That's not a way to end the song strong. If you thought she was done, though, oh no. She's got another song in her big bag of tricks.
Anyway, here's a little ditty dedicated to my mother who did not make me wear a helmet. I'm 52 years old, by the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's such an old person move. I'm 52, by the way. And I'm throwing around your age like that means something. You fucking nut job, okay?
And I will never wear a helmet.
All right, defiance.
There's some folks in Little Austin town don't have a lot of dough. They're not using all your gasoline. They like to go real slow.
Look, I can't do this. I'm sorry. It is making me want to hunt her down and beat her dead with a fucking helmet. Just whack her over the head repeatedly with one. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This past weekend, we did an exclusive show, and it was really fun. A lot of great, funny audio was in there. It was a really good show. So if you want to check it out, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. There's a link, of course, on our show notes. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. All right, first story we have for you today. This one, oh, man. This one, it's got to be one of the stranger stories I've ever read on the program. And it comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
All right, we all know kids are stupid, right? Just like that Maury clip, for instance, the one I was telling you about where she's like, I want a baby, and I'm going to dress it up, and I got its clothes, and if I can't afford it, I'm going to steal it. Right, why would you want a child? Who in their right mind wants a goddamn cunt turd?
Right?
Hey, your geeky world.
Aww, I want one. So I can make it say funny things. It's just a really weird thing to want when you're 14. And she wants it for all the wrong reasons. Like, I want it so I can dress it up. All my friends are pregnant. But anyways, that just sort of illustrates how retarded our nation's children are. And so this really should come as no surprise. The story comes from Florida. A confidential memo being sent around the sheriff's office describes a new way of getting high. Sounds good so far, right? I'm all for that. It's called Jankum. And if you were not Distorted View listeners, the ingredients would probably shock you. Quote, that's gross. I'm sorry, but when you think about people using this to get high, what do you think? I think they're idiots, said a high school student. Basically, the new drug is a mixture of solid human waste and urine turned into a gas that can be huffed. You're huffing shit. What has happened to us as a civilization? I mean, it's pretty much over for us, isn't it? Humans, we're done. We're devolving at a breakneck speed. Remember when drugs were complex mixtures of all sorts of highfalutin chemicals you couldn't even pronounce? Then all of a sudden people are cooking up drugs in their bathtub, mixing Drano and Crest toothpaste or whatever, and now they're just smoking shit! I can't wait for the point in time where that is too much work. I don't want to have to bottle shit and turn it into a gas. Let me just sniff your ass. That's gonna be the next thing. Kids are so stupid! Alright, yes, basically the new drug is a mixture of solid human waste and urine turned into a gas that can be huffed. A parent from Palmetto Ridge High School apparently emailed a deputy saying her son had heard about the mixture. The memo suggests kids are talking about the drugs, but it's not been confirmed if any of them have actually tried it. Deputies said they haven't heard any confirmed cases of kids using the drug. Even Snopes is saying it's undetermined if kids in the U.S. are really huffing the gas. However, according to Wikipedia, and they have several cited references here, there has been increased media attention. This story came from Fort Myers, Florida. There was also a story in Iowa. The BBC has done a story recently. The psychoactive effects of this drug is said to last for about an hour and consists of auditory and visual hallucinations. I'm getting this right from Wikipedia, so you know it's got to be 100% accurate. A 16-year-old boy describes his preference for Jankum over other inhalants. Quote, with glue, I just hear voices in my head. But with Jankum, I see visions. I see my mother who is dead, and I forget about the problems in my life. Basically, you take the piss and shit, and then it is fermented, and then you huff it. In case anyone wants to try it. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from San Antonio. A University of Texas at San Antonio student is in the planning stages of forming a pornography club on campus. The student, Riley Jackson Starr, is posting flyers on campus in hopes of recruiting at least 5 students to Club X, which would watch and discuss sexually oriented materials. Sign me up. That's what college is all about. Could you imagine the sex going on in that club? People watching porn, getting all hot. Ooh! If you are a University of Texas at San Antonio student, holy shit. Congratulations, you're about to get a lot of ass. Quote, we'll look to see if it violates any of our policies here at UTSA, said Vice President David Gabler. Whatever. He said that Starr has yet to submit the proper paperwork, which would need to be reviewed by attorneys. Starr would also be required to get a professor to be an official advisor, which hasn't happened yet. You know, this is our school, and we want to project a good image to other people in other schools, said a male student. And so to have kids in Club X would kind of give us that bad impression. What a fucking square, man. You're just jealous because your COBOL programming club isn't getting as much attention. Even though you get a boner at those meetings, too. Computer programming languages get me hard. Fuck me, Fortran. Fuck me. 10. Print. Quotation marks. Thrust in, pull out. Quotation marks. 20. Go to 10. Run. Ah, my computer's fucking me. Ah. Final story we have for you today, this one comes from California. Nevada County prosecutors say a man fatally shot his estranged wife 3 times with a nail gun, then turned the gun on himself. What a loser. using a nail gun. Richard Williams of Grass Valley is on trial for the death of Hendrika Williams 2 years ago. Opening statements began Friday in Napa County because there was simply too much media coverage of the case in Nevada County. Prosecutors say Williams shot two nails into her head and one into her heart. That'll do the job after he found out the mother of two was seeing another man. Dude, you should have got a real gun. You kind of look like a pussy. Who uses a nail gun to kill someone? You fucking bitch, you've made me so angry, I'm gonna shoot you! Take that! Yeah! And take this! What? Oh, I'm out of nails. Hold on. Reload it here. Just stay right there. Don't move. Okay. Yeah! For the record, Williams' attorney says his client was emotionally distraught and had stopped taking his antidepressant medication when he shot his wife. He should just try huffing shit. Apparently it's working for the kids. Then he decided to shoot himself with a nail gun. Williams wrote a suicide note before trying to kill himself. He didn't quite finish the job. Probably sounded something like this. Die, bitch! Yeah! Fucking killed her, now I'm gonna kill me. Ow! That hurts! Fuck that shit. I'm gonna go to the movies. Alright, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Jagoo! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Looks like I just have a few voicemails today. How sad. If you wanna, you know, talk to me, voicemail me, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. I probably don't have a lot because I played some on the weekend show for my sideshow members. But here we go. I have about five or six here.
Oh, hey, Tim. I'm listening to the weekend show, and I'm really getting into this chick losing her cherry, but you keep talking. I wish you'd shut the fuck up so I can just get off on this thing.
People getting angry with me because I'm talking. Hey, this is my show. This isn't porn, my friend. Don't be whacking off during my show. That's creepy.
Hey, Tim, it's your underage listener from Massachusetts. Got a quick joke for you.
Okay.
You might appreciate this.
All right.
How many dead babies does it take to shingle a roof?
Really? We're going to do a dead baby joke? Is that what you're going to do? Wow, okay. This joke is fresh. All right. How many?
Pause for a year. It depends on how thin you cut them.
Okay. You. Very good.
Tim, could you fix your distorted view store so I can purchase a pony t-shirt?
I don't want people buying my shit. How about that? I don't want money. No, I've got to fix that. I don't know what the deal is with Cafe Press. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out because on my end, everything's okay. So maybe it's just some coding issue. I don't know.
Hey, Tim, this is Kevin in Oregon. I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Oh, it's a bizarre sex term time.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
Oh, what is he coming at me?
All right, sir, now you can talk.
It is called the Bloody Dolphin. You find a chick, she's on the rag, you fuck her till your dick's nice and bloody, and then you go to put it in her ass while she goes, like a dolphin.
Very good. All right, a couple more here.
Hey, Tim, this is Nooms. I've been a sideshow freak since May, and I have a know-you're-a-freak-win moment.
All right, go right ahead.
I work for a newspaper, and today I was working with a story, and I had to come up with a headline, which is something I do from time to time. But anyway, the story in question was about a bunch of window lickers in the Special Olympics having a bowling competition. And the only thing I could think of for a headline was, wait for it, striking out. As in, man, these guys have struck out in the game of life.
They certainly have.
I realize that I'm mixing bowling and baseball analogies.
That's okay.
It got a good chuckle out of my friends who told me I'm going straight to hell.
Absolutely.
Which
is funny because I know what you're talking about, the Special Olympics bowling thing or whatever. When I was in high school, I think, one day we had a I had to bowl with the retards. They were all participating in the Special Olympics bowling thing or whatever, and they all signed a bowling ball for me.
Hey, Maddie, say jagoo! 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 Jagoo!
The
another baby checking in. Man, I am set for life because when these kids grow up, they're going to be obsessed with DV. It's really, I love how you guys are grooming the next generation of DV listeners.
Tim, you son of a bitch. This is J-Max. You're too fucking cool to join the Two Girls, One Cup group on Facebook, or you just couldn't survive it. Anyways, hit that shit up and
For the love of God, two girls, one cup. I mean, it's cute. It's sad when you think Two Girls, One Cup is quaint and old-timey. But it's, I don't understand the, why is everyone fascinated with it? It's the same shit I've been playing on the show for 2 years now. Come on, people. I'm desensitized. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Oh God. Say, little dude. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes.